Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing This Makes Your Dumper Insecure. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing This Makes Your Dumper Insecure. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you likely imagine your dumper to feel very secure. But what if you could influence their feelings of insecurity? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three ways you can take your ex's power and align the scales of value. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is reject the feelings of rejection. So this might sound a bit of a tongue twister, so I want to break it down what exactly I mean by rejecting the feelings of rejection as a way to align the scales of value. So when we're talking about aligning the scales of value, it's under the concept that when you were dumped, unfortunately, your ex-dumper became the powerful one within your connection and you became the one with least power. You lost your power because what you wanted to happen, i.e. stay together, didn't take place. And what your ex-dumper wanted to happen, i.e. end the relationship, well, that did happen. That did take place and therefore, they have the power. What they wanted, they got. And we need to align the scales of value. We need to make sure that the power balance is somewhat even. But when we're talking about making your dumper insecure, we want them to reflect on your breakup and think, I've made a mistake. I don't feel secure in my decision of going on my own path because now I feel that I've lost my best option. So that's what we're talking about when we're trying to make our dumper insecure. We're making them feel insecure about the decision they've made to end your relationship. With them being a single person, and more importantly, you being a single person, we don't want them to feel secure in that decision. And therefore, point number one is about rejecting the feelings of rejection. Now, when you're rejected, you automatically feel extra attraction towards what has rejected you. There is nothing more attractive than rejection. Rejection breeds obsession. So when you were rejected, when you were dumped, your natural feelings are to feel anxiety. Your natural feelings are to see your now ex as the most important person in the world, as the most handsome, as the most beautiful, as the king, as the queen. All of a sudden, you find them more attractive in all ways in comparison to how you ever did before. You find them more attractive now than you did when you were actually together. That is the power of rejection. But we need you to reject the feelings of rejection. So the feelings of rejection is that intense desire to be with your ex again. And if you're feeling that intensity, you are likely to chase your ex. You're likely to text them, call them, knock on their door, wait outside where they work, write them a letter. You're likely to do these types of things over and over again to the point where you will probably chase your ex even further out of your life than they currently are. And therefore, we need to make sure you're not doing that. Because if you do that, if you behave that way, as I've just said, you're likely to chase your ex-dumper even further away than they are currently. And we, of course, want to bring them closer towards us. We want to align the scales of value. So if you can reject those feelings of rejection, if you can get on top of the feelings that you're now going through, where you want to text your ex, you want to call your ex, you want to behave in a needy and desperate way, if you can get on top of that, if you can reject that, if you can do the opposite of that, if you can implement my version of the no contact rule, then you're going to be in a much better position to reattract your ex by realigning the scales of value and making them feel insecure of their decision to end the relationship. Remember, that is the key here. We don't want them to feel secure in that choice. We don't want them to be thinking, yeah, I've made the right decision there. that was a good choice I made. No, we want them to be thinking that was a terrible decision. That's the biggest mistake of my life. I'm going to go back on that now and try and reconnect with my dumpy. That is what you want to do. And therefore, we need to make them feel insecure about that choice. And therefore, if you reject the feelings of rejection, if you don't behave in a needy way, a desperate way, a way where you're chasing your ex every minute of every day, if you can avoid doing those things, then your ex the dumper is not going to be chased out of your life even further, because right now they're out of your life. And if you behave in that way, they're going to be even further. They're not going to be closer. We need to bring them closer, not further away. And therefore, by rejecting the feelings of rejection, by behaving in a way where you concentrate on your own life and not your ex's, we can make sure that they're not going to be securing that choice that they've made when they get to the moment of reflection, which every dumper will at some moment and at some stage get to. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is winning. So today we're talking about this makes your dumper insecure. And point number two is winning. And that is you, the dumpy, winning at life. Now, there are many different types of winning. There's something that I like to refer to as small wins, small victories. And these are things which, the clue is in the name, they're small, but they're still victories nonetheless. It is still winning. It could be something as simplistic as making sure you get out of bed on time and go to work because you can't be bothered. You've lost all motivation. You don't have a desire. You're too sad. You're too upset. You don't want to go to work. If you can get out of bed on time, get ready and actually go to work, that is a small win. In fact, for some of you, it could be deemed as much larger than a small win. But everybody is different. Everybody will have moments throughout their day, moments throughout their week, where they can win. They can be a winner. Now we need to lay the foundations with these small wins, which are somewhat expected by other people, even though we might find them tough. And then when we've achieved those goals, we can start to add things to the foundations of this winning mentality. And if you continue in this vein, then winning is going to really help you make your dumper insecure regarding the decision that they made to end your relationship. At the time of a breakup, you were a version one of yourself and you were dumped. Your ex the dumper is not interested in that version one. They're certainly not interested in a version 0.5. If you drop to a version 0.5, then you are not going to get your ex back, because you're not going to get them back as version one either. Instead, you need to become a version 2.0 of yourself. And that can be achieved in many ways. But in regards to today's podcast, we're going to be focusing on the quote unquote winning aspect. Because winning does move you up the ranks, does give you a level up in life. You become a more attractive option because you are achieving more. That is something that you're doing for yourself, and the byproduct is other people find you more appealing. Now you might be thinking, well, okay, I can do these things throughout my day and my week. I can improve myself in all of these ways, but how is my ex going to find out? Well, previously in other podcasts, I've spoke about social media and how that can be very helpful, and it absolutely can. But today, I wanted to focus more on mutual friends and the fact that a mutual friend can be your best way to pass information on to your ex, but you're not going to be telling them to do so. You see, mutual friends have a habit of passing on information, even if they promise you they're not going to. Now, mainly this is because they actually think they're doing you a favour, whereas sadly, they often aren't. But in this regard, they would be. And therefore, we need to assume that anything you tell a mutual friend is likely to get back to your ex. In fact, you need to be thinking and imagining that your ex is standing right behind them if you're with a mutual friend. If you're with a mutual friend and you're having a conversation, imagine your ex is right behind them, because anything you say, good or bad, is likely to get back to them. Now you might think, but we don't have any mutual friends. How is this going to work? Well, there are many other possibilities. It might be more of an acquaintance. It could be a family member. You know what I'm saying? most of you will have some type of connection who knows both of you. Now, for those of you who don't have anybody at all like this, well, social media can still be very powerful. And things that you post on social media, if they don't directly get back to your ex, somebody might see it, i.e. an online mutual friend, and pass that information on as well. So you can see how this all connects. And if you can win at life, if you can build upon the small wins, which people might be thinking, well, okay, well done, you went to work, that's not really a big deal, I expected that. But if you can build upon those things, you will get to the stage where it does matter to other people. Now, as I said, small wins are great. We should celebrate small victories. That's what we need to do to get through day to day when we're going through the grind. But also, and more importantly, it lays the foundations of success. It makes us feel more confident. It makes us feel more motivated. You can't start with a big, huge goal. You need to start with something more manageable. Start small and build up. And eventually you will get to the stage where something will be very appealing and very interesting to your ex, the dumper. Now, remember what I said earlier. They dumped you as a version one. They are securing their decision to end the relationship with you as a version one. But if they find out that you're now a version 2.0 of yourself, if you've achieved goals, aspirations, dreams, plans that maybe even you had discussed with your ex but hadn't done, or maybe completely new things, then if and when your ex-dumper finds out about this, this can be very, very appealing. It can be very confusing. Well, they didn't do this when they were with me. Why are they doing it now? Maybe even a slight frustration at the time of finding this information out. But that frustration will likely evolve into a curiosity. If my dumpee is improving and learning and growing in all of these ways, I wonder what else they are doing. I wonder what they're like. All of a sudden, the security of that decision that they made is not feeling as good as it once did. In fact, you could say they're now starting to feel insecure. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, if you want suggestions of what you could be doing to become a version 2.0 of yourself and how you could intrigue your ex into wanting to reach out to you, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about this makes your dumper insecure. And point number three is dating someone new. Now, as a dumpy, you might be thinking, this is the last thing I want to do. I want my ex back. I don't want anybody else. I'm not interested. But let me tell you, there is nothing more powerful than social proofing. And social proofing is the concept that we have our thoughts, feelings, and ideas based around what other people are doing, and the reflection of what they do comes back to us. Now, that sounds overly complicated, but in essence, in this regard, if you date somebody new, your ex-dumper will see you as a dateable option because you're going on a date with somebody. Somebody wants to date you. Therefore, you must have value. Your ex-dumper is likely to start wondering about whether or not they've made the wrong choice. Now, whether or not your ex-dumper finds this out on social media or a friend of a friend, or maybe just a suspicion that you're dating, even if you're not actually doing any dating, well, it doesn't matter how, why, or where this comes about, but if this gets into your ex's mind, this can be very powerful. Now, of course, there is no guaranteed way of predicting how somebody will react to anything, but what I can say is from my own research, most dumpers will react in a somewhat positive way in regards to how they feel about their dumpee if they believe they're dating. Most dumpers will feel a twinge of jealousy, even though it was them who ended the relationship. They'll be feeling, well, if somebody else is dating my dumpee, maybe I'm the one who's not good enough. Maybe the person my dumpee's dating is better than me. Maybe they're more attractive than me, more interesting, more funny. Maybe your ex-dumper actually knows the person that you're dating. Not necessarily personally or very well, but they know of who this person is. And they definitely feel that that person is more attractive than them. If they know this information, if they believe this information, your ex with Dumper is going to be feeling insecure in their decision to end your relationship because you're dating somebody that they value higher than themselves. Therefore, the social proofing will come into play where this is going to be really, really pulling on them. Now, do I suggest that you text your ex with Dumper and say, hey, I'm dating. Look who I'm dating. Of course not. Of course, I'm not suggesting that. I'm not even saying that you put it online. Because if you're dating somebody new very early on, would this new date actually even want to be mentioned or shown online? Probably not. But there are many ways this information could get back to your ex. Mutual friends being, of course, one of them. But social media could play its own role. Maybe photos where certain people are tagged, for instance, with no obvious sign that you've been on a romantic date, but your ex with Dumper can read between the lines. However they find out, and even if it's just a thought and a feeling because you've gone through no contact and you're not contacting your ex anymore, so they're speculating that you might be dating, this can really make your ex with Dumper feel insecure about their choice to end your relationship. And if they feel insecure, they're very close to reaching out to you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.